investigating January 6th highlighted how the former president may have known he was spreading a falsehood and then leveraged that big lie to drive fundraising. NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis listened to the hearings and joins us now. Hey, Susan.
Hey there.
Okay, here's how committee member Zoe Lofgren, California Democrat, opened this hearing today.
We'll also show that the Trump campaign used these false claims of election fraud to raise hundreds of millions of dollars from supporters who were told their donations were for the legal fight in the courts. But the Trump campaign didn't use the money for that. The big lie was also a big ripoff.
Okay, so Zoe Lofgren uses the phrase false claims. Did the witnesses this morning discuss whether the former president knew his claim was false?
Well, that is clearly the case that the committee is trying to make to the public with these hearings. I mean, they use testimony from virtually all the grown-ups surrounding the president or in the grown-up positions, the attorney general, members of his own family who are also on his staff, his own White House counsel, his own lawyers, officials in other states, all testifying that there was no fraud in the election, that they had repeatedly and directly told the president in person that that was the case, and that when he was told that, he pursued avenues with another team of folks, most notably led by Rudy Giuliani, who told him different information. The facts was very clearly established that the president was told by people the truth about the election, and he chose not to believe it.
Okay. And this morning, just like last Thursday night's hearing, the committee played videotaped testimony. Here's Bill Barr, his former attorney general.
My opinion then and my opinion now is that the election was not stolen by fraud. And I haven't seen anything since the election that changes my mind on that.
Now, I gather the committee went back and forth playing testimony of advisors who privately told then-President Trump that he lost the election, and then playing video of President Trump publicly making claims of victory and of election fraud. This back and forth, was it effective?
Well, I think they're trying to make a case to the public. And one of these things, you know, they have thousands of hours of depositions that they've been taking all year. And in some ways, it makes these hearings more effective because they can cut right to the point and the key points that these leading officials made in their testimony. It's been a relatively, I think, effective use of these depositions and these videos and these transcripts. We do know our colleague at NPR, Eric Deggans, reported this morning that over 20 million people have watched the first hearing. So it has certainly proven to be capturing some element of the country's attention. What the impact of them is going to be, I can't guess. But see, people are certainly tuned in and listening to what the committee has to say.
Yeah. Well, a former Trump campaign manager, Bill Stepien, was supposed to appear in person today. He canceled because his wife went into labor. Stepien was at or near the center of the Trump orbit. What did we learn from him?
Well, he was his campaign manager. He used a phrase in depositions that were played today that I think we're going to hear a lot of. He described himself as being part of Team Normal, which was the people surrounding the president after the election that were advising him to concede the election, telling him that he had lost the election. And he testified that when it became clear that the president was not going to do those things, he chose to step away from the campaign and sort of remove himself from the situation. He said he thought that he had a good reputation in Republican politics. This is someone who's worked for Chris Christie, for John McCain, for the Bush campaign, a pretty mainstream Republican political operative. And he essentially washed his hands of the Trump campaign when it became clear that they were going to contest the election outcome.
Okay. So there was Team Normal. And what's the other team?
That would be the team led by Rudy Giuliani that was spreading false claims all over the country in the media about fraudulent ballots in states like Arizona and Georgia and Pennsylvania, all of which was just false. There has never been any proof to any of the allegations that those lawyers asserted very publicly, and they have lost in every single court challenge.
Okay. And was it Stepien or others who called that camp Team Crazy? Is that the term?
I know he referred to himself as Team Normal. I don't want to be certain that he used the word Team Crazy, but that was certainly the suggestion.
Right. Okay. Now, the committee had Trump advisors debunk various specific conspiracy theories about voting machines, about suitcases and boxes of illegal ballots, supposedly thousands of dead voters mailing in ballots. Tell us briefly about that and whether that was effective, you think.
Yeah, I mean, they called on Ben Ginsburg, who's actually someone that a lot of Americans might recognize. He's a prominent Republican election lawyer. He was very involved in the Bush v. Gore 2000 recount. And they called him in for his expertise. And he talked through a lot of these claims and basically just said, the simple fact is the Trump campaign did not make a case in any court that any of the elections were decided unfairly or were affected by fraud. And he said, in his words, quote, the 2020 election was not close.
Okay, well, the next date for hearings is Wednesday morning, which makes you very busy. Susan Davis, NPR's congressional correspondent. Thanks.
You're welcome.